Welcome to The Social Pod, a podcast brought to you by Socknet 98, a network of universities sharing the common interest for social work in an international perspective. In our episodes, you will hear from students around the world studying social work and interviews and lectures from our International University Weeks.
And in this episode, we are now actually in Belgium. We are in Leuven, the city of Leuven. And we're going to do this podcast episode about the International University Week here in Leuven. It's day number 2 of the week. And together with me, I have 2 of the organizers and I also have 1 of the students that is attending here. My name is Steinar Wikholt. I'm a faculty at the University of Southeastern Norway and I'm the host of this podcast episode. And with me, we have...
My name is Annelien van der Ven, and I'm a lecturer at UCLL. And together with my colleague, we organize the IUW.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it in
English? I think so.
International University Week. In Leuven this year. So.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Yeah, hi, I am Anja. I'm one of the students here in Leuven. I'm from Norway.
What do you study?
In Norway, we call this vernepleier.
Yeah.
In English, social worker with counseling or, yeah. But we also have like medical expertise. Yeah. So, yeah, we are like social worker with medical experience and...
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you are here together with...
I'm here with 9 other students from Norway. So yeah. It was a group of 10 students coming here.
And we think the total of number of students is like 63 or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of students.
Fun. Yeah, really, really fun.
That's great. And also the last one here at the table is...
Hello, my name is Tim. I'm a part-time lecturer at UCLL. And also part-time, I am the coordinator of my own organization. I founded it in 2019. And we will also organize a field visit with the students on Thursday.
That's great. Annelien, can't you just tell us first a little bit about the topic of this International University Week? Because people that might not know it, each International University Week, let's take it back. Each year we make 3 or 4 different International University Weeks going in the same week in 3 or 4 different places throughout Europe. And each of them have 1 specific topic. What is the topic for this one?
So the topic for this week here in Leuven is human rights. And it's about human rights in the social profession. And we have chosen the topic because Leuven, as a city, has chosen to be the city of human rights in this year. So the city of Leuven want to make an extra effort this year to work around human rights. And we thought it was a great opportunity for the week. And since human rights are under pressure throughout the world, we thought it would be a great topic. And also because it's a very broad topic.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of possibilities for workshops and lectures and field visits. Because as a social professional, human rights is just... it's very broad. So as a social professional, it's always important to work around human rights. So that is why we chose it.
Yeah.
If maybe I can add something. I've been working as a youth worker since 2009, and what we see is that a lot of young people, or in general in social work, people's rights are oppressed. So I think it's very important to fight for the human rights of everybody.
Yeah. What do you think about it? You're one of my students from Norway, so I would love to pick your brain about how do you think about human rights and social work? Do you find that it's fitting for social work? Do you think of yourself as a human rights activist, as a social worker?
I think it's important as a social worker to get that perspective, because as you are saying, Tim, the human rights are under pressure all around the world. I think it's very important to... also for a student to have that perspective on it.
Yeah.
To think that we need to have it with us in our work, I think. It's really important.
And I think it's very important that we teach our social work students about it, because I think that sometimes, and I'm speaking for the Norwegian perspective, I think that we take it a little bit for granted. We're thinking about human rights, and that's something that you do in the South or something. That's somewhere else. You're forgetting about human rights. As a social worker, you also need to work for human rights in your everyday work, also in Norway or in Belgium. Mm. Yeah. No, I love the topic. But it's not only the workshops. You talked about the workshops. What kind of different workshops are on the topic?
Well, we had different categories of human rights, and then we sent an email to all the lecturers or all the professors around our topic and the five specific human rights, and then each one had the choice to give a workshop from their own expertise. So we had, I don't know, out of the top of my head, the right to participation, the right to gender identity, the right to public space, to safety, and there was another one.
Justice?
Yes, to justice, yeah. Right, yeah, to justice. That's right.
So then again, all the different lecturers have their topics, and they present a workshop with their perspective or introduction to human rights.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have one later today, and then suddenly I realized I can do something about the right to be parent, to be a parent. But when I'm talking about my master's thesis, but when I was writing my master's thesis, I didn't think about this in a human rights perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think it's very important that we kind of talk about this topic, because sometimes you forget about the human rights about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I recognize it. As I think of it, also when I wrote my thesis, I also wrote about socially vulnerable groups, but never from a human rights perspective, more from the practice. And it's only by really meeting these people that the human right perspective came in. So I totally agree that we should bring it a bit up.
We also have field visits. What kind of different field visits do we have?
Well, we have two days of field visits. On Wednesday, we decided to go to Brussels and have some field visits there. And again, we always, when choosing the field visits, we always were taking into account the five different topics of human rights.
Yeah.
So we tried to find field visits into every topic. And then on Thursday, we organize some field visits in Leuven, and it's with the same idea, so that we go from the perspective of the five human rights. Because the students of our International University Week, they were divided into five groups, and each group is taking on one specific human right.
Yeah.
They're making a presentation around it, a group work. So during the field visits, they have the opportunity to choose their topic, to explore it and to work around that.
What is some of the examples of the field visits?
An example is we go visit the Rainbow House in Brussels.
What is that?
So the Rainbow House, a Rainbow House is a place where the members of the LGBTQI+ movement, they can meet, but they can also get information about getting some extra help or if they need anything, but also meeting, talking, and the Rainbow Houses are, I think, throughout whole Europe, Rainbow Houses exist. Sometimes they maybe have a different name, but here in Belgium, there are different Rainbow Houses where that community can come together and meet.
Yeah.
So that is one example. We also have the example of doing a city tour through Brussels, but not the touristic tour, but visit the social initiatives.
Yeah.
So places that are important for social workers.
Mm.
So that is another opportunity. We also have Debruy. Do you know it, Tim?
Yeah, it's a youth center, and they also work with deprived youth, and they try to I think they work on the right for participation and try to include them in society.
Yeah.
And to give them chances to become who they, whoever they want to become.
That's nice.
No.
And this is, I love what you said about this is not a touristic tour, because that is why I love going to International University Week. It's the opportunity to get to see the other stuff, the other side of society, the maybe so you would call it the real side of society, and see and visit cities and see how people live, how social workers work. And as I tell all my students that you can be a tourist in the weekend before or the weekend after, but during this week you have the opportunity to truly see some places that you would not see as a tourist.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Anya, have you decided where to go?
Oh, there are so many opportunities.
Yeah, because you have a lot of different field visits.
There is.
It's like 12 places, maybe?
Yes. But it's because next to the university week, we also have a course that the third years of Child and Youth Studies from UCLL have to take. And it's also an international week that we organize every year. And they also have to take, have to do some field visits and workshops. And that is why we have a very large
portfolio of different places to go. Yeah.
Yes.
That's nice. Have you decided?
I think so. I think we are going to see the hospital. Yeah, if that was an option.
If that was an option.
I remember something about a hospital. Yeah. So
maybe something that used to be a hospital?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. The building.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because I was thinking, I don't recall anything about a hospital, but but there is, the name is hospice, I think.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, so maybe that's it.
What is a hospice?
Well, it used to be a hospital, so it's just the name of the building, but it's not exactly... Yeah. About a hospital, but well,
it's like a hospice.
What is a hospice?
We don't know what we're talking about.
Okay, we don't know.
Organizing this kind of week, like you're saying, you have your own Belgium students also very much involved. Can you just tell us a little bit about how is it to organize an event like this? Because you have approximately 60 students from the SOCNET, but then you have a lot of other activities also, so a total of 400 students active in 1 week. How are you doing this?
I'm not doing this alone. We're doing this in a team. So by the beginning of this school year, we started out with a team of, I think, 5 or 6 other lecturers.
Yeah.
And each one has his own task in this. So some were responsible for finding workshops, finding keynote speakers, field visits, and then other ones were more involved around the content of the week and what are we going to do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then other ones more about the practical and the financial side of things. So we divided all the tasks, so that's a good thing because it would not be possible to do this alone.
And lastly, talking about coming to Leuven, if students around Europe is listening to this and wondering about going to Leuven, what would you say would be one of the things to come here to study, or what kind of opportunities do you have here for students coming here?
Well, I think the beauty of Leuven is that it's a rather small city.
Yeah.
So because I'm also responsible for the incoming students here at UCLL, and I hear that they really enjoy it because it's such a small city and it's very easy to get to know the whole city and to be integrated. So they really love the fact that it's cozy and small. Yeah. I don't know, Tim, if you can add something.
Yeah, we have a big student community in Leuven. Yeah. There are about approximately 100,000 inhabitants in Leuven itself, and we have over 50,000 students. So there's a lot going on for students. Mm-hmm. And also, we are only 20 minutes away from Brussels by train, which is Europe's capital.
Yeah.
a lot of nice things to see there, a lot going on.
Yeah.
So and I'm born in Leuven and I think it's fantastic. I'm still here. Yeah. That's why I love it. So.
Absolutely. So do you have any specific courses that you can take here as an international student in social work?
Yes, we have in spring and in autumn, we have a whole program in English that is built around being a social professional.
Okay, yeah.
So right here on campus, we have two different departments. We have social work and child and youth studies. And the incoming program in English, well, it's there are courses from both. So okay. Social work and child and youth studies.
That's great.
So it's a combination.
Yeah.
I think it's a very interesting program.
Yeah, we'll make sure to add a link in the description of this episode where people can read more about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are just in the beginning of the week, and we have a huge program in ahead of us. So, but thank you so much for joining this episode and talking about the International University Week here in Leuven.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.